So last year, me and two of my friends, Alicia and Lydia, decided it would be a good idea to visit our friend Ryan at Indiana State University. And as we were there, we stopped at the food court while we were waiting for Ryan to go to her class. Now, Ryan had a app that could inform her on the goings on at ISU. And there was a very, very ominous message that she received on this community app that just said, "Drone boys spotted at food court." And so then she started trying to explain to us who this drone man was. And there were allegations of this person flying around his drone and taking pictures of people without their consent and flying his drone into people's windows. So as we were waiting, kind of just hanging out, just talking and enjoying time together, this random dude comes and puts a bright orange model plane on our table. And so the four of us are kind of like, "What the heck is going on? Like, what is this dude?" Right? And he starts like trying to start a conversation with us. And in my mind, I'm like, "Oh man, this poor guy is probably just socially awkward. I'll try to have a conversation with him." It's at this point that Ryan stands up, she leans over to Alicia, whispers, "Good luck," and leaves. So I think I'm doing a nice thing and I'm trying to engage this guy, and I was asking about his plane that I incorrectly titled a drone, and he got very upset. He said, "It's a plane. What are you, stupid?" And I think that was when I realized I had made a very grave error in talking to this person that I did not know. And so I kind of was like, "Oh, my bad, not trying to be offensive or anything. I didn't realize there was a plane versus drone dispute. I didn't realize that this was like hot political waters." The conversation kind of lagged, and neither of my friends were engaging him. They were just looking very awkwardly at the table, at their hands, twiddling their thumbs. After a couple seconds of silence and him just kind of sitting there, he goes, "So did you hear about the sexual assault on campus earlier today?" And I think that's one of those situations you just have to laugh because of how ridiculous it is. And so I should have said yes. I should have said yes to have him stop talking to us, but I said no. So then he begins to tell us all these like graphic details that none of us wanted to know. And at this point, we're just looking for a way out. Whatever food he was getting got called a couple times. And so like I pointed behind him and I was like, "Oh, I think your food's ready." He got mad and he was like, "Thanks, I guess," and like got up to like go get his food. So then the three of us stood up super quickly and we're like, "All right, guys, let's go. This is our time." So we start to try to leave and he comes back and he's like, "Where are you guys going?" And we're like, "Oh, we're going to get some lunch. We're going to get some lunch. It was nice talking to you though." And he's like, "Yeah, okay." And we found out that you should never call on the name of Drone Boy because he will come if you speak his name out loud. So don't call the name Drone Boy, or else he will find you, and you will be stuck in a very awkward conversation about planes or drones or both and sexual assault. So, the end.